Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey, chickens, we are deep into the cyber finale of season 12. This is part 6. I don't even know. I've got 17 different numbering systems going on here. Anyway, it's the ascension of the Cybermen. Okay, so in the rickety old spaceship that is falling to pieces, they want to get over to the cyber ship, the big warshipy thing that looks like an aircraft carrier, but for Cybermen, in space. And so to get there, the only way to do that is to turn off all of the life supports and everything, and then spit the oxygen out and hope that that's enough power to shoot over there. So they all have like a little freak out about it, and then it works. I've really reduced that scene. So inside the cybership, it's all turned back on again. For some reason, there's oxygen, even though Cybermen technically don't need it. Although maybe they do. Like, there's, you know, there's meaty bits inside. Maybe they breathe sometimes. I mean, they must breathe a little bit because it wasn't it gold that clogged up their innards? Like it clogged up their ventilation system. So they must need some sort of air. Maybe they just don't need oxygen, but they need some sort of air that they can convert. So obviously all these Cybermen floating in space are dead and maybe they can't breathe in space. I don't know. They managed all right on the moon though, back at the moon base. So maybe they can store things. I don't know. Look, I'm not really up with cyber technology. why am I talking about this now? Having a philosophical discussion about whether or not Cybermen can breathe in space. It's all explainable. You just write it into the script. That's how it works. Anyway, inside the ship looks like, you know, it looks like a mining colony kind of thing. Like there's just big, enormous bits of equipment everywhere. And then the Cybermen have arrived. They are also on this war carrier thing. So Ashad is, you know, pontificating in his kind of weird cod religious fervor that he has, you know, like he's like a Scientologist. He's so excited with himself and being in outer space. He's like, the Siberium sees all, a shrine for our rebirth. Mate, calm down. Anyway, the doctor is calling Koshamus. God, that's what I called him last time. Koshamus responds, oh, it's Barristan Selmy from Game of Thrones. I loved him. He says there are no more humans, so she can't be a human. She's like, well, I've got a surprise for you. And she's like, look, I'm warning you, I'm on a stolen cyber ship. Meanwhile, on the cyber carrier, the war carrier, Graham is being hilarious about having saved their lives. He's going to mention it every hour on the hour. They find the control deck. And Yaz wonders, because if it's called a war carrier, what is it carrying? There's some foreshadowing for you. And they go, oh my God, there's enough power in this to get us to Koh Samus. It's just going to take a little while to reboot. So Graham and Ravio go off to look at stuff, and the ship moves. They have a little bit of one of those, woo, we're falling over moments. They find a door and open it, and Graham says he wants to have a butcher's, and she's just like, man. And he's like, butcher's hook. Oh, look, Cockney rhyming slang. I had to explain this to my fiancé the other day because he did not know what I was speaking, what language. And he's like, oh, my God, isn't English hard enough without you adding these extra layers of weirdness? No, we are strange. I've got a mate at work who says butchers all the time, but she is properly British. Ravio says that Graham is strange. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, no, I like strange. I'm like, oh, lovers. Like, I fully went high school watching this. Not even high, like primary school. It's like, you want to hold her hand. Anyway, it's spooky and dark in there where they've gone. What perfect place for a pash, really. But no, Graham kicks a thing instead, and it comes online. Ravio opens it, and inside... something we dream about in Doctor Who from time to time, a new design of a Cyberman. I mean, really, this could have been the whole episode, just going and seeing that there's a newly designed Cyberman, and it is heaven. And I kind of like the spiky bits and the really old kind of late 60s, early 70s style heads. Like, it's a cool design for a Cyberman. I love it. Anyway, that's enough about me fangirling over a redesign of a robot. Sorry, cybernetic organism. Anyway, it's... they realize that there are heaps of them, like thousands upon thousands. Like, she's saying, oh, I think there's like hundreds of floors, and we've seen thousands on this floor. And it's like, then we see a shard is wandering around. The Siberium has called me to this task. Oh, calm down. The doctor says hi to Koh Samus. She's like, hi. He's surprised that there are three of them. He had given up hope. He explains that he fought in the war for a long time. He was captured and sent for an upgrade. And then they'd heard of this place, so they came there and built the shelter. And he said he's the only one left. He's helped everyone else go through the barrier thing. And he thought it was his duty to wait for the others. And he's like, yes, the boundary is real. Meanwhile, Yaz is looking at some alert. That she's like, oh, we've been boarded. That was ages ago, mate. These systems are slow. Yaz calls Graham and Ravio. He's like, come to the control deck. We've been boarded. And they're like, yeah, we know. Shard goes into the cyber troop corridor. Eeyore is flying the spaceship to Koh Samus. And Ravio is like, no, we've got no option. If we go there, the Cybermen will be able to get to where all the people were, where they've escaped to. And yeah, it says, look, we'll go and find the doctor and she'll take the Cybermen down. And they're all like, yeah, okay, weirdo. So they turn on the observation screen and see that the Cybermen have opened the containers, and a shard touches the new Cyberman with his human hand with the black nails, just like Frankenstein, and starts drilling into it. And then we hear, like, you know, those cyber screams. I love the cyber screams. That's not how they sound. That's just me being weird. And Ravio's like, oh, we are carrying a Cyberman that makes other Cybermen scream. Meanwhile, the doctor, she says it's quite a risk, you know, a leap into the unknown, the big border thing. Wherever they are. Koh Samus says that it responds to proximity. So the doctor goes near it and there's a purple special effect, which then spreads and takes out the whole sky. And I'm like, oh, this is a cool special effect. And then it's Brendan again. He's an old man and he's retiring from the police force in Ireland. Aww, he's no longer a Garda. He gets a clock and goes outside, and his dad and his old boss are there, and they're the same age they were when he was young. They say, do you mind coming with us back to the office? And in there's some, like, machines and wires and things, and we focus on the clock as they hook him up to some handcuffs and headphones, and they say, I'm sorry, we have to get rid of everything. Thank you for your service. Sorry you won't remember it. And then Brendan screams. Meanwhile, the war carrier comes out of the vortex, and they send a signal. The Cybermen, meanwhile, are waking up. Hundreds of them, like all doors opening. Ashard surveys his new army. He's like, woo, got lots of Cybermen. He contacts the bridge. His warriors are coming for them. Oh, my God. Yaz broadcasts to the doctor. The doctor hears her, and Yaz is like, we're trapped. They're about to break in. Like, and the signal goes. And the Cybermen have broken into the control center bit. The portal flares up and the doctor sees Gallifrey. Then the master pops out of the portal and says, oh, that's a good entrance, right? And then he says, be afraid, doctor, because everything is about to change forever. And he is not lying. Oh, my God. God, the ending of this episode, it's just like cascading craziness. And I love, look, I am, you know, I'm mad for anything in space. I love a big space opera. And this is like, this is seriously how I imagined a Cyberman episode should be. Like, there's been a huge war, the Cybermen are, you know, smashed up and flying around in bits and pieces. Like, I feel like Chris Chibnall has just tapped into his inner fanboy and gone, what did I always want to see when I was a kid? I want to see bits of Cybermen in space and possibly cyberheads flying around and shooting at people. That wasn't his best idea. But seriously, I love it. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for the next episode. All right. We're barreling through the rest of the Cyber finale. We are right up against it. The Timeless Children is next.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.